KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Registration for next year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race closed on Friday night, with 68 mushers signed up. APRN's Josh Edge reports 12 of them are rookies, including mushers from Norway, Russia, and Brazil. Reigning champion Dallas CV is returning, as are former champs Lance Mackey, John Baker, Jeff King, and Martin Boozer. Ali Zirkel, who came in second this year, and Didi Genreau are returning, as well as many other veterans of the race. Mark Nordman, the Iditarod race director and race marshal, says snow levels on the trail are low, but that's not stopping competitors from training. The 2013 Iditarod's ceremonial start is March 2nd in Anchorage and will officially start out of Willow on March 3rd. Alaska State Troopers say the burned body of a man was found inside a home Friday in the community of St. Mary's. Megan Peters, information officer for the Alaska State Troopers, says it appears there are no signs of foul play regarding the fire. The man has not been identified. Peters says troopers are still waiting for a positive identification of the body from the state medical examiner's office. A Bethel court magistrate has rescheduled the trials of 22 Alaska natives who are charged with illegal fishing during a week king salmon run. Magistrate Bruce Ward reset the trials for the subsistence fishermen to begin April 15th. The fisherman's attorney, James J. Davis Jr., had sought to consolidate the trials into one case to allow two specialists on Yupik Eskimo culture to act as pro bono experts for all the defendants. Davis says Ward did not officially rule on the consolidation request in a hearing on Friday, but agreed that the experts would not have to testify in all of the cases. Three other fishermen tried separately in October in Bethel were found guilty of violating strict fishing restrictions for king salmon last summer. The men were each fined $250. The city of Nome has received a $100,000 community benefit share from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. The Nome City Council reviewed a letter to the mayor from NSEDC Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Simon Kinneen at last night's meeting. The letter explains the process for allocating funds to the community. The city of Nome is required to inform the NSEDC by December 21st, of how Nome will use the community benefit share. Councilmember Josie Stiles suggested that community member proposals be submitted in writing with a budget. Requests for funding will need to be submitted to the City of Nome within the next 2 weeks, and the council will make a decision on use of the community benefit share at their next meeting. The council also discussed a resolution to authorize special trapping of fur-bearing animals in areas of the city where trapping is not currently permitted. With recent sightings of foxes near the Nome Elementary School, there has been concern of aggressive animals. Councilmember Josie Stiles says she thinks other opinions should be shared before the council moves forward with a decision.
I would like to hear more from the public to see what they have to say about this issue. And I realize that it is a problem, but I've lived at Belmont Point for 30 years, and there's always been fox around there and dealt with that. So I'd like to hear from the public, see what they have to say about the trapping.
The council agreed to table the topic until the next meeting. In other business, utility manager John Handlin said he will take a look at options for more lighting near the Nome Rec Center parking lot, after Councilmember Josie Stiles made recommendations for safety. The Nome City Council will meet for a work session on Wednesday, December 12th at 12 noon. The next regular meeting will be held on December 17th. Anchorage police are investigating the death of a 29-year-old woman and have charged two men with sexual assault. 32-year-old Jesse Hess and 56-year-old George Thomas have both been charged with sexual assault of an incapacitated person. Court documents say Hess reported the death on Friday morning. He told police a woman he'd been drinking with overnight at his apartment had died. The two men are accused of having sex with the woman while she was unconscious. Police say it is unclear when the woman died and what caused her death. An autopsy is being conducted. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook Anchorage at 4:42 yesterday afternoon. The earthquake was centered about 25 miles northwest of Anchorage. Guy Urban, a geophysicist at the Alaska and West Coast Tsunami Warning Center, says the quake is not expected to generate a tsunami, but it was widely felt throughout much of south central Alaska. Several smaller aftershocks followed the initial earthquake. There were no immediate reports of injuries. A recount has affirmed a victory for a Sitka Democrat in a race for a Southeast Alaska State House seat. Elections Division Director Gail Fenumiai says by email that Jonathan Christ Tompkins defeated Republican incumbent Representative Bill Thomas of Haynes by 32 votes. The final totals are 4,130 votes for Christ Tompkins and 4,098 votes for Thomas. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $19.10 an ounce to $1,697. Silver is down 71 cents an ounce to $33.05. Zinc is at 91 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 8:55 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially minus 4 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.